A Man's Guide to Clothing Alterations. A modern-day gentleman understands he doesn't need to be a tailor to dress well, but he needs to understand a basic concept of what it means to maintain and repair one's life's necessity. And one of them is clothing, because if you neglect it, if you don't pay attention to it, then those small problems are going to become much bigger ones, and you're also going to miss a lot of value because you're not going to be able to see clothing in a way that you can see how it can be slightly just adjusted for a few dollars to fit your body correctly. So why should a man who loves football, red meat, and beer care about understanding alterations? Let me give you three reasons. Number one, you are accountable for your appearance. A man is always free to accept help, but in the end, he is responsible for how he presents himself to the world. To rely on your wife or a female friend for alteration advice is foolhardy, as the rules on fit are different for women. So they're going to look at things differently, and they're oftentimes going to prescribe suggestions which, although well-meaning, are wrong. So listen to others, but take their advice with a grain of salt. The only freedom a man truly has is to make his own decisions. Number two, alterations can save you money. I alluded to this, but knowing what can be done and what can't may end up saving you quite a bit of time and money. Is the closet full of inherited suits that are too big at the shoulders worth the effort to go ahead and grab at that estate sale? Is it worth grabbing that last Zegna blazer on sale that's just a tad too tight in the torso? What about the sports jacket that's 2 inches too long? And not only can understanding alterations give you and allow you to make better purchasing decisions, such knowledge can extend the life of your clothing. A tailor can get you back into those pants that have just become a bit too snug and save that jacket that's developed a small tear. Number three, a needle and thread can save the day. It's 2 hours before the wedding and your collar button is missing. What are your options? Can your expensive wool jacket be saved after it is damaged by a cigarette or find that moths have feasted upon it? All right, so let's go ahead and get into the alterations. The good, the bad, and the ugly. The good. Anything in your wardrobe will look better on you when it actually fits. So sleeve length, excess blousing around the torso, and too much, too little room in the seat of the pants can all be adjusted to a certain degree. It's very likely that you can salvage many of the ill-fitting garments in your wardrobe by simply having them altered to fit. The bad. The cost of making all these needed alterations to a garment may very well exceed what you paid for them in due to part of the lack of skilled seamstresses and tailors in your area. Also, some of the garments can't be fixed or adjusted past a certain point. A jacket that's 2 inches too short often cannot be lengthened because of either the lack of fabric or the structural build of the garment doesn't allow it. The ugly. No one is going to admit they are a bad threader. Instead, you'll learn the hard way through using their services. They'll make promises they can't keep, miss deadlines trying to figure out how to tackle your problem, not answer your calls for months, and the garment that they just spent 4 weeks learning on will not be their greatest work. The three ingredients of a successful alteration. There are three things that make any clothing alteration successful. One, the skill level of the person doing the work. Two, whether or not the garment has the fabric for the alteration. And three, how the alteration will affect the garment's proportions. So let's jump into number one, a skilled tailor or seamstress. Choosing a tailor can be tricky. The term is used loosely in the U.S., and experience does not always equate to skill. Oftentimes I meet someone who can do what I ask, but they fail to point out what I asked for will ruin the look of the garment. Other times I've been promised the world only to receive back a garment unfit to wear. When you find a tailor that you like, one who understands your needs and does quality work, build that relationship because it's worth more than gold. Here are my 7 tips on how to select a tailor. Number one, educate yourself. Understand what you want. Learn the basics so that you can ask thoughtful questions. Number two, seek recommendations. Like I mentioned above, take the recommendations of friends and family with a grain of salt. However, they are a great place to start. Number three, Test their communication skills. When you call for information, how are you treated and can they communicate well? Because if you can't understand each other, what are the chances that you're going to get what you want? Ask the tailor, when are they satisfied? A tailor should be satisfied only when the client is happy. Number 5, does the tailor or seamstress understand style? This is a showstopper for me, but you know, it's going to depend on where you're at. If they don't understand basic styles, where you're going to have issues, in a sense, you're going to sometimes ask them to do something that they probably shouldn't be doing because it doesn't make sense style-wise or proportion-wise, and you can't visualize it. But if they execute on it, then all of a sudden they can ruin the garment. Number 6, examine their handiwork. Look not only at the outside, but also the inside stitching and seamwork. Check out the detailed pictures of men's clothing that they've built in the past and pay attention to those details. Number 7, are they available? You want a professional that is accessible. When you find out a week before your wedding that the suit is a little bit too tight or a little bit too big for you, you need someone who can help you in a pinch. All right, the second ingredient of a successful alteration is, does the garment have enough fabric? So you may find a tailor or seamstress with amazing skill right out of Italy, but if the fabric isn't there, then there's little even a skilled tailor can do to help you. Whether it involves extending a sleeve or opening up a pair of trousers after Thanksgiving, if there isn't excess fabric, then the hands of even the most creative tailor are effectively tied. Make sure when you buy a garment or expect to have it enlarged, there's at least 3/4 to 1 1/4 inches of excess fabric along both sides of the seams. This isn't going to always be possible because oftentimes manufacturers are trying to cut corners and they don't allow this extra bit of fabric because the way they look at it, hey, for every 100 pairs of trousers, we're going to get an extra pair if we eliminate that little bit of fabric. And I do it on my custom clothing just because I know that people appreciate this when 3 years later they find that they can actually open up those trousers quite a bit because they've things happen, you know, as you get a bit older, you get a little bit wider. But it's one of those things you want to look for and should be in quality clothing. Number 3, the limits of proportion. Even if you have points 1 and 2 covered, you may still be limited in what you can do depending on proportion. A gentleman south of 5'5" will find that although his tailor can shorten his jacket by 2 inches, he cannot reposition the pockets, thus creating a garment that looks out of proportion. It's going to look like something out of a comic book. So you've got to pay attention to proportions. This is something that, tied to number 1, the skill of the tailor, they should be able to tell you that, yes, we can do this, but it's not going to look right. And then you need to make the decision as to whether or not to move forward. So common alterations in the level of skill they require. So I'm not going to give you prices, and part of that is cost depends on where, you know, what city you're in, and you know, if you're listening to this 10 years from when I recorded it, I don't want to get stuck, you know, if inflation hits or something like that, and to give you a false sense. But what I do want to tell you is that there are different levels of skill that are required for different things a tailor or seamstress is going to be working on, and so expect to pay less for low skill or even be able to do it yourself. For the higher skill stuff, that's where you want to consider even sending your garment to another city and to a tailor who specializes in this type of work. So basic skill alterations: button and zipper replacement, trouser leg length, jacket sleeve length. These are very easy alterations that you could get done very simply, and don't expect to have to pay a whole lot for this. Medium-skilled alterations. The cost is a little bit more expensive, but always worth the price if this is what you need. So jacket sleeve length, and this is for more non-working buttons and if the jacket's lined. Fixing the back neck roll. Bringing in or opening up the torso on a jacket. Bringing in or opening up a pair of trousers on the leg or in the back. Tapering the trouser leg, shortening a shirt sleeve, replacing a shirt collar, adding darts, tapering the shirt. Again, up to this level, you could even teach yourself with a bit of practice how to do much of this. High-skilled alterations. Okay, this is something in which you do need to have some practice. I don't recommend for most people that they try to learn this on their own or they don't do it themselves, and you want to find a tailor or seamstress that has a little bit of training. So jacket sleeve length when you have working buttons and the jacket is lined. Jacket length. Rotating the jacket sleeve. So this is correcting for arm pitch. Relining the jacket. Another high skill alteration is reducing shirt shoulders. It can be done, but again, you're having to pay attention to proportion. It is not something I recommend for the novice. Reweaving. Now, I have this in high skill alterations, but it just as well could be expert alterations. You're going to find very few tailors or seamstresses which like to reweave. It's a lot of work, very specialized, and it's also limited what you can do by the size of the hole. There are specialty shops you can find online who you can send your clothing to, and again, something that's very high skilled. Expert alterations. These are more, I think they're going to be really expensive, and you almost want to look at a new garment. You're going to have to hire somebody who actually can probably build a garment from scratch, because in many cases, that's what they're going to be doing. So anything that adjusts the shoulders on a jacket, this is very touchy. As the tailor is changing the whole look of the garment, it's very possible that he will get it to fit better, but it may no longer look exactly right if it's not done by an expert who can tell you the limitations of the proportions. Also, changing the posture of a jacket. This involves adjusting the way the front and the back of the jacket are connected to each other, and oftentimes this is going to shorten the jacket as well. Unfixable. So really long fabric tears, holes larger than 1.5 inches in circumference, heavy abrasion damage, severe weakening of the fiber caused by alkaline or acid exposure, burned fabrics, so be careful with irons. And I point out a few outfits, which, you know, at the end of the day, if the style and the fabric is just a horrible choice, well, there's nothing really a tailor or seamstress can do. So I always say to be prepared, carry with you an emergency sewing kit, and learn the basics of sewing yourself. So those two things right there are going to save you from some embarrassing situations and also allow you to possibly help out somebody who needs your assistance and wasn't prepared. All right, this ends the section on A Man's Guide to Alterations.